ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What attracted you and Bernice to buying the Mohawk and also Electric City next door?
So for us, for my personal history on it is that I've played shows there my whole life, and music's just been like such a huge escape for me. And it's been a way for me to, you know, really just express a part of myself that I love to do. I've played with a whole bunch of bands, and I played there my whole life. And then my wife and I actually had our rehearsal dinner there for our wedding because we didn't have any money when we were getting married. And so we were able to use that. And so it's just been such a special place for us. And, I mean, I grew up at Mohawk Place, you know, from the time I was, you know, 16, 17 years old to now, just seeing some amazing, amazing bands there. And Bernice, my partner, has been in bands throughout Buffalo as well. So she's played a bunch of shows there, you know, seen a bunch of different acts, you know, before they were anybody, and then they took off. And you know, her job as a preservationist and, you know, my job in building and restoring buildings, it all kind of came together. So when we found out that, you know, Mohawk was closing, we, you know, kind of both banded together and said, we got to save this for our community, and kind of put preliminary plans together to open it as a nonprofit eventually here, where we can support the music and art community.
What is it about the Mohawk that makes it special? Especially, you know, Nietzsche's reopened earlier this year, but we lost the Pink, we lost Mulligan's. Mm-hmm. What is it about the Mohawk and its place in downtown Buffalo?
Well, I think it's off the beaten path a little bit. To some regard, like, it's not directly in Allentown, it's not directly in the Elmwood Village, and so it's kind of a nice bridging gap between, like, true downtown Buffalo and then, you know, Allentown. But I think that, like, the resilience of what Mohawk is pretty cool. It's a very unpretentious, you know, dive bar for all intent and purpose that has continually supported, you know, national acts. And so it's done everything from taking bands who, you know, are on national tours to taking bands that were just playing, you know, in garages or basements, and gives them the same opportunity to be successful. And again, with it being such an unpretentious place, it attracts people from all walks of life, all demographics to come together. And it just feels like this really unique experience and this really hole-in-the-wall place that's gained some unbelievable esteem and momentum over the last, you know, 25, 30 years that it's been operational. And, you know, anytime it's been closed, it's found a way to reopen. So it's got a mysticism or magic to it in its own right. But I mean, we go back to, you know, the early 1900s. I mean, it's always had a long history of being an entertainment venue. It was a hotel theater back, you know, when it originally opened, and we found old Prohibition bar and hotel theater stories back then, and actually put those articles all over the table. So if you come down to, you know, the first show this Friday, you'll see some of the original articles about the bar from the early teens.
doesn't that kind of make it sort of cool and funky? It's not sterile. It's something.
It's not sterile. Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think that the building itself has so much character and history, and then that, you know, in alignment with all the other like music history that came to be. So yeah, it's really beautiful.
And I talked to Rocco Termini earlier today. He's got this vision for Ellicott Street. He points out there's like 6 or 7 bars and restaurants all clustered together. He's talking about, you know, a lot of special events, closing off Ellicott Street and making it more of a kind of a cool, funky destination the way Chippewa Street once was.
Yeah.
How does that play into the Mohawk Place?
There's a long history prior to our ownership of Mohawk doing more community engagement events, closing down the street. There was bike and car shows that happened.
The Americana Festival.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we'd love to bring something like that back, you know, pending, you know, the city working with us and what that looks like. But, you know, we definitely have these kind of, you know, grandiose visions of, you know, it's not just a bar and venue. Like I said, the version 2.0 of what we're doing with this is a nonprofit where it's a very inclusive space for artists and musicians to come to. And we want to involve the community with it more. And we definitely want to involve our neighbors more as well, as we're trying to restore that corner and make it alive, in the same sense that, you know, Chippewa has, or, you know, Allentown Art Festival has. And so we're very, very open to working with our neighbors and doing something collaborative where we can kind of do a community block party and, you know, engage local, you know, restaurants and food trucks and, you know, even other bars, restaurants and venues so we can all get together and be able to really, you know, give something back to our community. So I'm excited to hear that, you know, he's looking to do that. Our visions are aligned in that regard, for sure.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What about Electric City? What are you going to do with that building?
For right now, it's on hold. That project's on hold. Our number one priority is getting, you know, Mohawk music and arts up and going, and getting Mohawk venue going with shows. And like I said, we have some Halloween shows that are booked. We have Florist, which is a national touring band coming through this Friday, the 24th, which is kicking everything off. And we just want to get everything operational again and make sure that people know that Mohawk is, you know, a viable place to come see shows again. So that's our priority at this point.
Were you really aware of the legacy of the Mohawk, or did it come more to the forefront when you once you bought it and people started talking to you more about it?
I think it had its own, I don't know, folklore about it going into buying it. And, you know, for me, I had my own idea and vision of what it was and what it meant to me. And I think that that just completely expanded as we had all these stories come out from people telling us about, well, you know, back 15 years ago, this happened, or back 10 years ago, this happened, or 20 years ago. And so I'm really understanding like the gravity that this building holds for so many people. And I'm truly humbled, and I know Bernice is as well, to be a part of this. And I, you know, I was talking with somebody and I said, the fact that this is even going to reopen is kismic. The amount of things that had to come together for us to be able to get to a point where we're reopening, and it's unbelievable. We've had an unbelievable community outreach of either raising money or showing up and people volunteering and just wanting to be a part of it. And it's all come from just a place of, you know, love for Mohawk and what it is. And I know I feel this way. You know, I really hope that this becomes a community space. This has nothing to do with, you know, me wanting to own a bar and venue. This has to do with me just wanting and to, you know, make sure that a piece of Buffalo history is restored so that, like, my kids who love music and, you know, the next generation have a place to go see, you know, dive bands play and national acts play and have a place for me, maybe even their own bands to play. You know, I just, we knew that we couldn't watch this go away. So I am truly humbled by how the community has rallied together to try to make sure Mohawk stays open.
You excited or scared or trepidation?
I'm excited. I mean, it's, I want it to go well, right? And, you know, there's been so much critique about, you know, how we're doing things and what we're doing. But the reality is like, this building was either going to be foreclosed, you know, turned into something that nobody wants, you know, a parking lot, demolished, or it's back to Mohawk Place. And so it kind of makes me laugh a little bit with the critique, because right now we're just trying to do something good and giving our best foot forward. And so, no, I'm not nervous. It's Mohawk is going to be Mohawk, and it's going to outlive all of us. But I want to get it open.
What year was the building built?
Early teens. I don't know the exact. It's somewhere between 1898 and 1902.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.